On another occasion, at the same school, a group of several girls worked tirelessly, day after day, to create an elaborate treehouse. Even though it was hard work and it was not always fun, they persisted over the course of several weeks to gain the carpentry skills they needed to build a fine treehouse. Examples of self-discipline are common in freedom-based schools. One can see students persisting with their efforts, whether they are building settings for their fantasy play, studying computer languages, or organizing a class to improve mathematics skills and gain the skills needed for a career goal. In all of these instances, young people are taking control of their learning, realizing that their lives are in their own hands, and that they must take the initiative to achieve their own goals. In freedom-based schools, democratic school meetings and conflict resolution processes further support young people's development of self-discipline. Such activities ensure that all school members are involved in the creation of school rules and that all will accept responsibility for following those rules. The freedom-based school is not an environment in which young people only follow their interests and whims. Rather, it is a community based on mutual responsibility in which all school members support one another to achieve their individual goals, respect the needs of others, and develop self-discipline.